Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Zimmerman with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series as we discuss how collaborative mobile and communication solutions are transforming healthcare delivery. We are thrilled to be joined by Joey Branton, Senior Vice President of Strategic Initiatives for Pulsera. Joey, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be here.
All right, so let's dive right in here. So can you talk a bit about how a collaborative mobile communication solution overlay the technologies a facility is currently using, and how does connecting these disparate systems improve care quality?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. That's a good question. As we all know, hospitals are full of communications and data systems that allow for patient care and transitions of care in hospitals, but they've become very data-centric over the years because of electronic health records and registries and the sort. And in the midst of all that, some of the collaboration around actual communicating at the time the patient is being taken care of has been relegated to putting it into the EHR, which is not a real-time communications pathway. So what's happened with collaborative communication tools is that clinicians across the spectrum, and not just in a single facility, but across teams. So if you think about people that are working on a single patient case that may start with EMS, transition to a small rural hospital, then need to be transferred to a larger hospital, all of those systems are very disparate in many, many respects and not connected. They're siloed off from each other. So you place a bunch of phone calls, maybe a radio report, back and forth between single points of contact, and yet there's no single stream of consciousness about what that patient may need, where they need to be transported to, and what their ultimate delivery for time-sensitive emergencies or any other emergencies may be.
No, that definitely makes sense. I think that siloed issue has been, just a gnawing problem in healthcare for a while now. I'm curious, though, if a hospital has already, say, invested thousands on implementing new technologies, what's this added solution going to do to sort of help them save money in the long run?
Well, I think if you look at what has been deployed in healthcare facilities and in healthcare systems and systems of care, so those things are necessary components of the total treatment, total documentation, even the reimbursement structures around healthcare. Those are all necessary things that healthcare has had to invest in. And yet we still haven't solved many of the day-to-day communication problems that exist. So you may not be in a rip and replace mode when you talk about overlaying communication platforms, but you may be thinking about, offloading legacy systems of communication, such as if you think about what's going on across the globe now with paging systems that have been hacked. Those are one-to-one communications. You can send a page, but you don't know that somebody's actually got their pager turned on. You think about those systems that have been built up over the years for communications and how they're not very agile. They're not agile. They're actually not scalable. You can't do a one-to-one to one-to-many. And you also can't have an accountability about who actually got the page and what are they doing with it? Did they actually get the text and what are they doing with it? So what we look at in systems of care and scalable systems of communication is the ability to connect people and teams across organizations. And most organizations have all of these systems that they built, and they require some very elaborate and expensive integrations for them to work effectively, even inside their own silo. If you move from facility to facility, those integrations oftentimes break down.
Thanks for laying that out for our listeners there. I think, I want to switch gears just a little bit here and talk about something that I think it's top of mind for probably everybody checking into this podcast. How can clinicians use telemedicine then to treat patients in underserved populations in their homes? What struggles to addressing population health have clinicians seen in the past? And, how is Pulsera working to address those problems?
So, the pandemic's taught us all a lot about distributed healthcare. And so we've seen with the surge in the pandemic and in the communities and the inability for patients sometimes to even seek care. The hospitals are overloaded. The emergency departments are full. The ICUs are full. Patients, quite honestly, out in the communities oftentimes don't want to seek care under the conditions that we've seen during the pandemic. And of course, our healthcare system is stressed, even at the provider level. It's not just the inavailability of ICU beds or ventilators. The actual staff are depleting themselves just from sheer workload. So how do we take the available existing providers and resources and extend them out into the community? And one of the ways that can be done is rather than traditional telemedicine platforms, which is generally fixed points of care, like a hospital has a telemedicine cart, and maybe a rural clinic has a telemedicine cart, but the patients can't get to the rural clinic. Well, you can take a mobile platform, such as Pulsera, and as long as the patient has a mobile device, either a broadband connection or a cellular connection, we can actually extend any provider out to the patient via the Pulsera platform simply by sending them a text.
Excellent, excellent. And then just to get specific here, you know, what kind of interactions does Pulsera's telehealth and communication capabilities support?
So with, on the Pulsera platform, we talk about, a lot of times, we talk about asynchronous, which is one-way communications, or synchronous, which is two-way communications. So on the Pulsera platform, with a mobile-first technology, so we're talking about smartphones, smart devices. You know, I wish I had been able to copyright the smartphone, smart device words many years ago. They named them smart devices for a reason, because they enable things like, you can in Pulsera, you can drop a one-way communication, like drop an audio clip onto a patient channel. You can drop images and photos, cardiac monitor integrations, all of these things in a HIPAA secure fashion. So they're really secure. They're not exposed. Like we've seen in the pandemic that people have leveraged commercial products that may not be really HIPAA secure under extreme circumstances. But what we can do with Pulsera is enable those interactions in a very sort of, in a protected way, seamless way. We also do two-way communications. So think about live telemedicine. We can extend providers out via the Pulsera platform using live telemedicine. They can do phones, and you have group chat. All of those things on a single platform in a mobile-first technology.
Great, Joey. Thank you so much for laying all that out for our listeners. I just want to check in here, you know, in our brief time together, I think we covered a good bit of ground, but is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today before we sign off?
Well, I would like to just, you know, remind everybody that as we look at healthcare across the United States and we see what the pandemic has taught us, you know, I've been in emergency management for many years as well, live in a hurricane-prone state. We always respond to mass casualties, hurricanes, disasters, you know, tornadoes, wildfires in the West, whatever the case may be. And when those things happen, all of our traditional technologies, we drag them out of supplies that we have. People that don't normally use them are trying to be exposed to them and learn them in real time. And what we like to say is, you use what you use every day. You got a smartphone, you know how to use a smartphone. So if you use that every day in your personal life and you use it in your professional life on a platform that allows all of these interactions, then you're going to be able to use it at times when you need to scale up. So it becomes very, very muscle memory with you. And those are the things we like to concentrate on in healthcare, to make sure that what we do every day transitions to when it's really stressed or pressured.
Well, Joey, thank you so much. I think that's a great place to close here. So just thanks again for taking the time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I'd also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Pulsera. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.